Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
I find among the loneliness of many wives today that deep longing to know their husbands. I want to know him where he is. I want to know him like he wants to know me, but he doesn't seem to reciprocate. He listens to me, but has very little to share about himself. Now, husbands, there's something more than making a living. There's the sharing of a life. I find, and quite frankly, I find this to be true, that the husband is usually the one that takes advantage of the media in his home. The literature, the newspaper, the television, the radio. We are usually the ones that lack the discipline in that area, not the wives. I wonder if you could just cut short a little bit of the time that you spend in front of it or in the midst of it and turn it to the sharing of your life with your wife. That's an important substitute to deal with. There's another. There is the tendency to substitute smothering for honoring. It is one thing to love your wife, it's another thing to care for her as an invalid or to treat her as a patient. Often this comes in the life of a man who, again, lacks confidence and assurance of his role. And therefore, given a little bit to jealousy, or perhaps a great deal to jealousy, his tendency is to protect the wife, and he calls it honoring her. It's familiar in the case of the overly jealous, overly zealous husband. I'll never forget the day in New England when my wife sat down with me across the kitchen table and she said to me, "Honey, I am not your patient, I am your wife. Please release me." Good words. Because up till that point, for the most part of our marriage, I was given to jealousy, to constant smothering, to protection, to overcare and overdealing with situations so as always to remain on top of the scene. And it was a helpful word I received. I've dealt with a man in years past who was so given to smothering his wife that when he left in the morning, he checked the odometer of her car. Are you ready? When he came in the evening, before he came inside, he slipped into the garage and he checked it again. And he came inside and said, "Hi, honey, what'd you do today?" She said, "Oh, I ran down to the store." "Oh, really? Well, what else did you do?" "Well, that's all." "Well, the store is 4.8 miles away, and there are 12.9 miles on the car. What did you do in the other, whatever, you subtract it, miles?" That's smothering your wife. Giving account for every little motion, every situation, every conversation. As a matter of fact, I am not of the personal opinion that the dirt of your past ought ever to be even known by your husband. If it's under the blood, leave it there. He doesn't need to hear it. You empty the garbage from your can into his backyard, and what does he do with it? He lives with it the rest of his life. Not many husbands objective enough to handle that kind of information. It's not keeping secrets, it's simply leaving with God the things that He can handle better than the wife or the husband.
Jealous husbands suffocate their wives, treating them like prisoners. Overprotective husbands hover over their wives, never letting them express their own thoughts and feelings. But true honoring is just the opposite. A husband honors his wife by encouraging her personal growth and individuality. He thinks of ways to build her up and let her know that she is valued, cherished, and respected. Honoring allows a wife the freedom to be herself without overprotective smothering and without jealousy. God's Word says that a good husband honors his wife. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Watch Out for Cheap Substitutes, was copyrighted in 1975, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.